Welcome to WWW, Wandering the Wide World with Olivia Zano, the show where stories, history, and literature from every corner of the globe are discussed. Today, I'm here to talk about a bear, a very particular bear. He has many friends, and he doesn't always spell the word honey right. He usually spells it H-U-N-Y, but nevertheless, he's still quite the nice bear. So, let's begin. The piglet lived in a very grand house in the middle of a beech tree, and the beech tree was in the middle of the forest. And the piglet lived in the middle of the house. Next to his house was a piece of broken board which had Trespassers W on it. When Christopher Robin asked the piglet what it meant, he said it was his grandfather's name and had been in the family for a long time. Christopher Robin said you couldn't be called Trespassers W, and Piglet said yes, you could, because his grandfather was, and he was short for Trespassers Will, which was short for Trespassers William, and his grandfather had had two names in case he lost one, Trespassers after an uncle and William after Trespassers. "I've got two names," said Christopher Robin carelessly. "Well, there you are. That proves it," said Piglet. One fine winter's day, when Piglet was brushing away the snow in front of his house, he happened to look up, and there was Winnie the Pooh. Pooh was walking around and round in a circle, thinking of something else. When Piglet called to him, he just went on walking. "Hello," said Piglet. "What are you doing?"
"Hunting," said Pooh.
"Hunting what?"
"Tracking something," said Winnie the Pooh very mysteriously.
"Tracking what?" said Piglet, coming closer.
"That's just what I ask myself. I ask myself what?"
"What do you think you'll answer?"
"I shall have to wait until I catch up with it," said Winnie the Pooh.
"Now look there." He pointed to the ground in front of him.
"What do you see there?"
"Tracks," said Piglet.
"Paw marks."
He gave a little squeak of excitement.
"Oh, Pooh, do you think it's a
woozle?"
"It may be," said Pooh.
"Sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. You can never tell with paw marks." With these few words, he went on tracking, and Piglet, after watching him for a minute or two, ran after him. Winnie the Pooh had come to a sudden stop and was bending over the tracks in a puzzled sort of way.
"What's the matter?" asked Piglet.
"It's a very funny thing," said the bear. "But there seems to be two animals now. This whatever it is has been joined by another whatever it is, and the two of them are now proceeding in company. Would you mind coming with me, Piglet, in case they turn out to be hostile animals?" Piglet scratched his ear in a nice sort of way and said that he had nothing to do until Friday and would be delighted to come, in case it really was a woozle.
"You mean in case it really is two woozles," said Winnie the Pooh.
And Piglet said that anyhow he had nothing to do until Friday, so off they went together. There was a small spiny of larch trees just here, and it seemed as if the two woozles, if that is what they were, had been going round this spiny. So round the spiny went Pooh and Piglet after them. Piglet passed the time by telling Pooh what his grandfather Trespassers W had done to remove stiffness after tracking, and how his grandfather Trespassers W had suffered in his later years from shortness of breath, and other matters of interest. Pooh was wondering what a grandfather was like, and if perhaps this was two grandfathers they were after now, and, if so, whether he would be allowed to take one home and keep it, and what Christopher Robin would say. And still, the tracks went on in front of them. Suddenly, Winnie the Pooh stopped and pointed excitedly in front of him.
"Look!"
"What?" said Piglet, with a jump. And then, to show that he hadn't been frightened, he jumped up and down once or twice more in an exercising sort of way.
"The tracks," said Pooh.
"A third animal has joined the other two."
"Pooh," cried Piglet, "do you think it's another woozle?"
"No," said Pooh, "because it makes different marks. It is either two woozles and one as it might be whizzle, or two as it might be whizzles and one, if so it is, woozle. Let us continue to follow them." So they went on, feeling just a little anxious now in case the three animals in front of them were of hostile intent. And Piglet wished very much that his grandfather T.W. were there instead of elsewhere, and Pooh thought how nice it would be if they met Christopher Robin suddenly, but quite accidentally, and only because he liked Christopher Robin so much. And then, all of a sudden, Winnie the Pooh stopped again and licked the tip of his nose in a cooling manner, for he was feeling more hot and anxious than ever in his life before. There were four animals in front of them. "Do you see, Piglet? Look at their tracks. Three as it were, woozles, and one as it is, whizzle. Another woozle has joined them." And so it seemed to be. There were the tracks, crossing over each other here, getting muddled up with each other there, but quite plainly, every now and then, the tracks of four sets of paws. "I think," said Piglet, when he had licked the tip of his nose too and found that it brought very little comfort, "I think that I have just remembered something. I have just remembered something that I forgot to do yesterday and shan't be able to do it tomorrow. So I suppose I really ought to go and do it now." "We'll do it this afternoon and I'll come with you," said Pooh.
"It isn't the sort of thing you can do in the afternoon," said Piglet quickly.
"It's a very particular morning thing that has to be done in the morning, and if possible between the hours of..." "What time did he say it was?"
"About 12, said Winnie the Pooh, looking at the sun.
"Between, as I was saying, the hours of 12 and 12:05. So, really, dear old Pooh, if you'll excuse me..." "What's that?" Pooh looked up at the sky, and then, as he heard the whistle again, he looked up into the branches of a big oak tree, and he saw a friend of his. "It's Christopher Robin," he said.
And then you'll be all right, said Piglet. You'll be quite safe with him. Goodbye. And he trotted off home as quickly as he could, very glad to be out of all danger again. Christopher Robin came slowly down his tree. Silly old bear, he said. What were you doing? First you went round the spiny twice by yourself, and then Piglet ran after you, and you went around again together. Then you were just going around a fourth time. Wait a moment, said Winnie the Pooh, holding up his paw. He sat down and thought, in the most thoughtful way he could think. Then he fitted his paw into one of the tracks, and then he scratched his nose twice and stood up. Yes, said Winnie the Pooh. I see now, said Winnie the Pooh. I've been foolish and deluded, said he, and I am a bear of no brains at all. You're the best bear in all the world, said Christopher Robin soothingly. Am I? Said Pooh hopefully. Then he brightened up suddenly. Anyhow, he said, it's nearly luncheon time, so he went home for it. Now, why have I been talking about Winnie the Pooh? Well, when I was younger, my dad would read me stories before I went to bed, and my favorite would always be Winnie the Pooh. It sits on my bookshelf now, with yellowed pages and various pages that are probably not in the best condition they could have been in, although despite the age of the book, the paperback sleeve of it is still somehow intact. The copy I own was given to my father by my grandmother when he used to be a little boy. My grandmother used to be a librarian, so the copy is quite old now. There's something calming about going back and rereading the stories that I read as a child, and even now that I've grown up a little bit more and my handwriting has gotten a little bit better, there's still a part of me that just regresses into childlike amusement when I read Winnie the Pooh. If you ever find a copy of a story you read as a kid, I recommend reading the book back through. You may find that the story is maybe just as simple and childish as you originally thought it would be, or you may be reminded of memories of when you were a kid, just being able to read these sorts of books. My time in the Hundred Acre Wood hopefully won't be over anytime soon. Within the pages of Alan A. Milne's collection of stories, there's a hollowed-out tree in a clearing filled with pots of honey, each labeled H-U-N-Y, and that will always be a nice place for me to look back on every now and then. But I do live in the present, so I can't dwell on the past forever. And speaking of the present, I still have many more books to read, and Sun Tzu is waiting for me. So thank you so much for listening to WWW Wandering the Wide World with Olivia Azzano. And keep listening for more great music and shows from KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.